You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. When should you start teaching your kids good money practices? Kalamazoo's Stanley Stepp says, right now. He's the founder and CEO of Financial Literacy Partners of America, a financial education and consulting firm for adults, and Money Smart Kids, a similar program for children. 2 years ago, Stepps wrote a children's book called Christian and Daddy Go Shopping, modeled after a trip to help his four-year-old son pick out a birthday present for his mom. WMUK's Zinta A-Stars talked with Stepps about his goals to teach kids and adults financial literacy.
Getting kids asking questions and putting parents in a position or grandparents in a position where they're now more aware of, oh, well, you know what? As I'm pumping my gas, let me talk to my child about how much this costs. When we go into the store, instead of just saying, I don't have enough, well, let's explain what we do need our money for.
And is it true that this is the first of a series? Do you have more books in the works?
Indeed, we do. So this is the first, Christian and Daddy Go Shopping, which myself and my son as the primary characters. But we are looking to produce another title. It's called Layla's Doggy Daycare.
Uh-huh.
And Layla is actually a family friend. I did a Money Smart Kids presentation at her school. And Layla's one of those self-starting, bright-eyed young ladies. And she went home to her parents and told her parents, I want to get a dog. Mm-hmm. And they said, we're not ready for you to get a dog. They're not awful financially. Or something we can't afford for you. And so Layla said, well, what if I started my own business? And then I could show responsibility through my business with babysitting dogs. And I can earn money to buy my own dog. And so Layla did just that. And she is now a proud dog owner. She's got several clients. And we want to share her story.
So what does Christian think about all of this? How is he taking in the fame of being in a book? and is he thinking about a business of his own?
We just talked last night. The article came out. And I thank you for that.
In Second Wave, yeah. Southwest Michigan Second Wave did an article about you.
Mm-hmm. And we sat down together, and Christian was able to be a part of that experience. And I read to him the article, and he says, Daddy, this is what I want to do. And he just had this smile and grin on his face when he saw the pictures. He said, I want to write stories about superheroes, and I want to sell people my stories. And I'm going to buy a big table when people can come up and buy them. And then I'll take that money to buy more material. 7 years old.
Nice, yeah.
And now my job as a parent, you know, I can't turn this curiosity off. Once a child is curious, they're going to not even go to bed. They're going to be online researching. I want to be a computer programmer. I want to be this. Or I want to be an actor, whatever it is. And now with Christian knowing what he wants to do, I can help support him in his search to learn more. Okay, son, you want to be a writer? Let's go talk to other writers. Let's watch some videos about writing. Now, when you're in school, you really need to pay attention more so you can become a better writer. And I think a lot of kids, if they don't have a dream, school is not relevant.
And as we mentioned earlier, you advise adults too. This is part of your business, but you work with adults. And I'm wondering, with the economy, the ups and the downs that we've seen over the past few years, how has this or has it affected your financial advice, both with adults and the kids? Has it changed anything at all?
The same approach that I take with kids, when I'm sitting down with adults, and I've worked with individuals that have millions, and those are just getting started, the first conversation I have is, what is your dream? Where do you want to be? What are your goals?
Yeah.
And it's actually one of the toughest conversations to have because very few of us stop, take a time out in our life and think about, what do I really want to accomplish? Instead of just saying, I want to pay off debt, why do you want to pay off debt? What are you going to do? Because if you haven't identified the what and the why, then actually doing what's necessary when the advisor tells you to do it or recommends you to do it, you're not going to stick with it.
That was Stanley Stepps, founder of the financial literacy program Money Smart Kids, talking to WMUK's Zinta A-Stars. You can hear the full interview with Stepps and find out more about Money Smart Kids through the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.